This is a video I came across from Australia. And the reason I want to review it is because Australia is ahead of America in wokeness. It's up there. It's one of the top five feminist, Marxist, commie, pinko countries. They were putting people in COVID camps. They were shipping them off to COVID camps. Can't go to work, go to the COVID camp, hang out there for 2 weeks until you test positive. They're absconding with people, putting them in camps. This place is one of the most woke fucking places on the planet. It's even ahead of America in many respects, especially in the respect of feminism and the aspects of feminism, wokedom. It's ahead of the US. I don't know about trannies. I don't know if they're ahead of America's wokeness in regards to trannies and gays, probably. But they're definitely one of the top five feminist countries, and they're currently beating out the USA in feminist mumbo jumbo claptrap nonsense designed to tear down Western civilization. So this video is about companies needing to take action on the gender gap. You see, there's not enough women in boardrooms in Australia. There need to be more women running companies because there's a disparity. You see, it's mostly men. That's a problem. Is it a problem that it's mostly 5-year-olds in kindergarten? Do we need more 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds? There's a disparity there too. Do we need to hold some of these kids back so we have a greater diversity of ages? Because what the fuck? There's not enough representation in kindergarten. It's just a bunch of fucking 5-year-olds. What's going on here? There's something hinky going on. Patriarchy's fucking with shit. It's pulling some strings, yo. To reduce diversity, make it so there's only 5-year-olds in kindergarten. We need 6 and 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds too. What is this nonsense? So, because there's more of some particular group, which you have arbitrarily labeled as, sexism, because there's a disparity. Oh, well, now we need to create more equality. Oh, yeah, we need equality. What about the bricklayers? They're the 99% men. 99.9% men. I've never seen a female bricklayer, by the way. Are you complaining about that? Nah. Nah, bricklayers don't make that much money. Even though, actually, bricklayers can make a lot of fucking money, by the way. Especially if they're real good at their fucking job. They can make a whole lot of money. Yeah, but it's physical labor. I'm a woman. I have less stamina. I have less endurance. I have less physical strength. I am less well able to deal with stress, even though I say I'm as strong and capable as a man. I'm really not. And it would be all too obvious if I took a job as a bricklayer. So, nah, no. I might break a nail. No. And it's hot outside. It's very hot. We're in Australia. It's the fucking outback. There's kangaroos running around, wombats, and fucking koalas that'll chew your face off? No. I don't want to be out in the great outdoors. It's too dangerous. It's too hot. It's too hard. I want a nice, cushy, air-conditioned office, and I want to tell the men what to do. Oh, I see. So you want a really high-paying job that requires no physical labor. Oh, and it's very comfortable. I see. Okay. So, we need more representation in the jobs that we want to do. And how many women are applying for these jobs in these boardrooms to run these companies? Oh, it's like, 1/10, 1/20 of the men applying. Well, that might explain why there's less women. No, that can't be it. Less women applying, that can't be the problem. Oh, no. All right, let's get into this video, okay? Let's get into this nonsense.
We knew that the pandemic was going to be tough in this respect, right? It was going to always hit women who were in the workplace, who were having to take time out of that workplace to work from home, harder in some respects. So what is the data now showing us?
Well, the thing that concerns me the most, Heidi, is this data is pre-pandemic data, and we're not seeing any major increases in anything. That is a concern because we've now got the baseline for next year where I fear we will see even worse results.
Oh, yeah, women are now choosing in lesser numbers not to take jobs that have 100-hour work weeks, and that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Which of the aspects are you most concerned about? Because really across the board, we'll get to some of the sort of positive developments shortly, but across the board, there has just seems to be steps back being taken.
I think we just haven't seen any significant improvements in any of the gender equality indicators that we measure.
Yeah. You're cherry picking these fucking indicators, by the way. You're cherry picking all of the jobs and industries and areas that you want to work in, that you want women to be in, that you, no, they're the feminazis, want to see more representation in, but you yourself don't do a job like that, probably. You ain't working 150 hours a week. You're not sleeping 2 hours a night. Putting in 50 hours overtime a week. Oh, no, not you. But some other women have to do that. Yeah, typical socialist. Yeah. Somebody else has to bear the fucking burden to lift me up and bring all women forward, but not me. Not me. I don't know. Somebody else. Somebody else has to do it. Yeah. And they have to want to do it, right? Because, I don't know, my reasons? Financial services, construction. Construction? Yeah, because we want our buildings to fall down, right? We want it to take twice as long to build a fucking place because women are always, they're just as strong as a man. You want to know what women do at construction sites? They hold the fucking sign. Slow down, please. Men at work. Oh, excuse me. People at work. Or people kind. When that would fucking, what's his name? Mr. Drama Teacher up in Canada said, Justin Trudeau. Not men, not women. People kind. People kind at work. They hold the fucking sign. And they don't even want to do that because it's 150 degrees outside. Real estate, information media, telecom, mining. Mining? I've met a lot of women that want to be underground with a fucking pickaxe, yo. Crazy. Mining actually pays pretty well, though, because it's so fucking dangerous. And notice that's the one that has the least growth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. I see. Yes. Next is information, media, telecom. So this graph is differentials in pay in between. It's not, by the way, telling you how many women work in these industries. It's just telling you the salaries of the women that do. We know there ain't no 10% of the mining industry being women. It's probably like 0.1%. So already right there, you have a very small pool of women to look at and compare their salaries to the 99.9% of men who are overwhelmingly represented in that job because we know it's because women don't want to do that work. Yeah, they want to be underground with a pickaxe. Information, media, telecommunications. So technology and engineering, women don't like those kind of jobs generally. So how much of this differential is because the men work more hours, because the men work more full-time and the women tend to work flex time, part-time?
As we have in previous years, the gender pay gap has dropped ever so slightly by 0.7 of a percentage point. It's down to just over 20%, but that still means that men are out earning women by about $25,500 a year.
But what are you comparing that to? All you're doing is taking all jobs from ice cream scooper to CEO that men do and comparing them to every single job on the fucking planet, or at least in Australia, that women do. That's all you're doing.
Fortunately, we've seen a significant drop in the number of organisations who are actually taking action on their gender pay gaps. So that does not bode well for the future.
Well, you mean grifting, making money they didn't earn? You mean a woman that works 40 hours a week wants to make the same amount as the guy who has the same job title as her, but he works 60 hours a week? Ah, I see.
That's the thing, right? Because out of all of the employers that actually had a look at what was going on with the gender pay gap, only half of those took action. So what more needs to be done to ensure that it isn't just an analysis of what could be done, but actually...
Well, you're not doing any kind of analysis. You're just seeing a disparity and assuming sexism, some kind of unequal treatment, some kind of shenanigans going on, some kind of unfairness, and we need to fix that disparity. You're not taking into account the gender differences. Oh, right, men and women are equal. There's nothing about biology that affects, you know, how many hours women can work or what kind of jobs they take. Oh, no.
Accountability to improve that.
No, it's not the woman's responsibility. No, it's other people's responsibility because women are all a bunch of socialists.
Well, you know, Heidi, you and I know that the business case for gender equality is really, really clear. And I think that the importance of collecting data is we can jump on these issues when we see them if they start to go backwards.
You mean cherry-pick data and then misrepresent it?
But I think the problem is too many employers are now taking gender equality as a ticker box exercise. They think that they've got their policy and strategy in place and they can let things be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when you impose quotas, yeah, it's a ticker box. It's a tick in a box. Yeah, so what? That's what you wanted.
That's not the case. They have to start taking action to ensure they get more women into leadership roles.
Oh, I thought this was about the pay gap. Now it's leadership roles. Oh, I see. Why do we have to get women into leadership roles? Why? I mean, if they wanted to be in those roles, they can apply for them. They can apply for them. And if you're right, and women can be paid less than men for the same job and working the same exact hours and being equally productive to a man, well, they would hire that woman over the man. If you were right, but you're not.
They have to actually take action to ensure that their gender pay gap is...
They're going to take the actions you think they need to take.
...addressed. They have to start planning and doing things, not just putting the framework in place.
That meant absolutely nothing, what you just said.
They're on sort of autopilot at this...
Women work for a status in Australia. Part-time, 75... They're disproving their own bullshit pay gap claims.
This point is what you're saying. So what do you do then in order to jolt them to take more action, that this is not a done deal, that you can't just have checkboxes and a checklist and hope for the best?
What are you talking about? 75% of part-time jobs in Australia are filled by women. There's your fucking pay gap, you dumb bitch. You need to push the women to work more full-time. Oh, no. I want to have more balanced work life. And, you know, I don't want to work so much.
Look, Sherry, I try everything under the sun. I think the issue...
Oh, but no accountability. No. The corporations are accountable for not hiring enough women, even though women are not applying for these jobs.
The issue here is that... either employers do not believe the business case for gender equality, because if they did, they would absolutely take action today, because we know that then their businesses would, their productivity would increase.
No, it wouldn't. What are you talking about? Why do you think the majority of part-time jobs, the vast majority, 75%, are held by women? You think it's because they like working 80-hour weeks and killing themselves at work?
Performance would improve.
Where's your evidence? There's no evidence for any of these claims. Actually, there's evidence for the exact opposite. How about one business? I remember one story about some broad that started her own company and she hired only women. And they went bankrupt after like a year. Oh, it was the most unproductive, horrid place to work. The women were constantly fucking biting each other's heads off, backstabbing each other, rumor mongering, never getting any work done. Oh, yeah, but women would make the workplace more productive. How? They're smaller and weaker. I don't understand this. Where's the evidence for these claims?
And profitability would go up.
Show me the data. No data. No data for that. No data at all. You just show me a disparity and then you tell me, oh, well, there would be more money made if you hired more women. No evidence for that. So wait. Well, you're saying that women are superior to men then? Wait. She's actually saying that it would be better to hire women than men. That women would make the company more than men. So you're saying that women are superior. You're sitting here arguing for equality and feminism, which is supposed to be about equality, and then in the same breath, you're saying that if you hire women, the company will do better than if you hire men. Oh, the cognitive dissonance here. Whoa. And the lack of self-awareness are shocking.
They either don't believe the business case, or they don't know about it.
They don't know about it because it doesn't exist, okay? Because it's their job to know. And if their company was going to make more money and more profit hiring women, guess what they would do, you dumb bitch? They would hire more women because they only care about the greenbacks, you dummy. Then not Twitter. A lot of these companies, they actually care about making money instead of being some kind of ideological platform for spreading propaganda. Most of these companies, they care about the bottom line, and that's it. You're a woman, you're a man, they don't give a fuck. If you'll make them more money, they'll hire you.
So let's turn to a little bit more positive news. What's a bright spot here? Because it's not all bad news, right?
No, it's not all bad news. For the first time in Australia, we've actually seen more than 50% of employers offer paid primary carers leave. It's gone up to over 52%, which is fantastic.
Yeah. You shouldn't be responsible for your own care. You shouldn't be responsible for your own maternity leave. I mean, yeah, your employer should have to pay for that. And if he doesn't want to, well, you know, we'll finagle the state into making them. That's great.
But unfortunately, again, carers leave or paid parental leave depends on the size of the organisation that you're in and the industry that you're in. The bigger the employee numbers, the more likely you are to have paid parental leave.
Yeah, no shit. If you're working at Starbucks as a barista, making $8.50 an hour, you're probably not going to get paid maternity leave for 6 fucking months. Duh.
But the other good news is that we have seen a jump in the percentage of women on boards. It's gone up to 18.3%.
Why is that good? I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, you know, there's 18% blue cars on the road, and the other, 72% are other different colors. We need more blue cars. What? Who cares? Are you saying there is some kind of... So what you're saying is people just don't like blue? Or they don't sell very well, companies don't make very many blue cars because people don't buy many blue cars. What are you saying? What are you attributing this disparity to? I don't get it. Why is the fact that it's only 18% some kind of fucking sticking point? Why does it have to be 50? And you know, of course, once it hits 50, it's going to be 52, then 55, then 60, then women will be in charge, and then they'll say, well, that's good, because, you know, we need positive discrimination for all the years that we women had zero representation. Even though, to get that, we argued that discrimination in any form is wrong and bad, but no, we're doing it.
Yeah. This year is still way too low, but it has jumped by 1.2 percentage points. And we've also seen an increase in the number of women on boards and governing bodies. That's jumped to 28.1%, up 1.3 percentage points. We haven't seen that data shift really in 7 years. So that's a bright light for us.
Why is that a bright light? I don't get this. If I buy 20 lottery tickets, and this other dude buys one ticket, aren't my odds of winning better buying 20 than the dude that bought one? I mean, I don't get this. If 20 dudes are applying for a job, and only one chick is applying, what are the odds that that one chick is better and more qualified than every single one of them 20 fucking guys? They're very slim. They're very, very slim. It's possible. But when you look at it as a pure numbers game, it's highly unlikely. Now you jack those numbers up. Hundreds, thousands of guys applying, and maybe just a dozen women. Two dozen women. Not a lot of women. Now you're talking about 100 times more. 1,000 times more dudes. I mean, what are the odds that that broad is better than all those dudes? I mean, I will admit there's probably some cases where there's an exception, where you've got some uber genius fucking female Steve Jobs or some shit, or female Elon Musk, but highly unlikely. And by the way, the vast majority of geniuses are men. It's many multiples times more male geniuses than female geniuses, and those are the people that sit on the boards of companies and run these companies. That's a genetic, statistical fact. How do you get around that? Oh, well, you know, We don't believe in biology or biological determinism. Men and women are the same, you know. Except for the dick and the vagina thing. They're equal. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Libby, you talk about how you're concerned that this provides a pretty mediocre baseline before we get into the pandemic period. What sort of data are you, I guess, bracing for to see out of this year?
Well, you know, we all know that when things get tough, organisations often have to cut costs. That often means cutting headcount.
You mean cutting the least productive people? Possibly the women? No! That's not the case. They're firing them because they're women. Not because they're less productive.
Always go for the low-hanging fruit. That is part-timers and casuals. And
you mean women work part-time and casual more than men, but you're surprised they make less money overall?
And we know that women, absolutely, 75% of women work part-time and about over 50% work casually.
Are you listening to your own numbers? How can you say there's some kind of wage gap which implies that businesses are knowingly and willfully paying women doing the same job as a man less, and then in the next breath say, oh, well, 75% of part-time workers are women? You know, part-time people make a lot less money than full-time. Yeah, there's your gap, you dummy. Bleach blonde bimbo moron.
So they're really going to be hit hard unless employers take a more strategic approach to the way they look at headcount.
They're working part-time. What do you mean strategic approach to headcount?
I think that we've seen the industries such as arts, entertainment and hospitality and accommodation really take a hard hit. Again, there are many, many women.
Yeah, hospitality jobs pay jack shit.
Part-time and casual working in those industries. I think we're going to see some big impacts on those industries. I fear that we won't see much of a reduction in the gender pay gap in the last global financial crisis.
Yeah, because women are not ambitious enough. Isn't that the real problem? That they really would rather have babies and raise the babies than, you know, go to a 9-to-fucking-9 job where they work 12 hours a day and then they come home and work too. Isn't that really the real problem? Oh, no.
The gender pay gap.
Earnings gap, dummy. It's not a pay gap. You dumb fucking cunt, you.
Up by 2 percentage points. We can't afford for that to happen yet.
Why not? Who cares? They're the ones choosing to make less, you dummy.
So, Libby, usually when you have such a hit to the progress that you've made already on gender equality, whether it's because of an economic slump or because of just individual idiosyncratic business problems, how...
You mean women making different choices than men?
How long does it take you to recover and regain that pace of progress that you've made in the past?
How? That's not progress. Civilization's having less babies so that women can go out and get useless fucking jobs, and then at 60 years old, they have 3 dogs, 2 cats, and a subscription to a boxed wine delivery service. That's not progress!
Well, if we look at that, the 2 percentage points that the gender pay gap went up over the global financial crisis in Australia, it went up 2 percentage points.
The men decided to stay at work and tough it out while the women took that juicy welfare money from the Australian government. Woo-hoo!
2 years. It took us 10 years to claw those 2 percentage points back.
Oh, no! What a bunch of bullshit. There's another video, by the way. It's even more entertaining than this nonsense. Let's get to that.